This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, people who have been excited about Oculus, the company that for 4 years has been promising a virtual reality headset for the consumer, are finally seeing those packages show up in the mail. So we're dedicating today's show to virtual reality and the future of storytelling in the digital world. Virtual reality promises immersive 360-degree environments of all kinds for the user. The Oculus also promises a required upgrade in computing power for a lot of people, as Nova Safo reports.
To use the Oculus Rift headset, you need a powerful computer, probably not one you already own, says Nathan Edwards of the tech blog The Wirecutter.
99% of the laptops on the market don't work, maybe even higher than that.
Oculus, which is owned by Facebook, is offering deals that include desktops for around $1,600. That's too pricey for the mainstream market, says Stephanie Yamas of Super Data Research.
We don't see a lot of adoption with non-gamers.
She says prices could eventually come down, but mass adoption won't happen until mobile devices can pack enough power for virtual reality.
There are quite a few hardware companies that are looking to be first movers in that market.
Like Samsung and Microsoft, software developers are also ramping up, and not just for games. Michael Pachter is with Wedbush Securities.
Every realtor will do 360 views of every house that they have for sale.
Within a few years, Pachter says virtual reality will be routine. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.